My friends, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of the Professional Brotherhood Podcast. Hope you're doing well today. I threw out a Instagram post on our Instagram story, just requesting a little feedback on a topic to discuss on today's mutual aid episode. And one came in from one of our previous guests on the show, PJ, who sent in a request regarding getting along. You know, why can't we all just get along? And, you know, I think we've talked about this topic maybe via a few different avenues. But, you know, it is interesting when you sit back and look at the volunteer fire service. It is a pretty valid question, you know, why can't we all just get along, right? We all have a job to do. We all should pretty much have the same goals in mind when it comes to the job that we do, when it comes to our organizations, when it comes to ourselves as individuals. You know, what should our goals be? You know, to be the best firefighter that we could be, to be the biggest asset to our agency that we could possibly be, irregardless of what your role is within your agency. But when you look, you know, maybe at your own agency or maybe how your agency gets along with other agencies, maybe how your agency is viewed within your county, within your area, or how individuals within your agency kind of interact and get along with one another. There's lots of times where we don't do a very good job of getting along. And I think one of the biggest reasons for that is comparison. And that was going to be the title of my episode today, was comparison. And then I looked at what PJ dropped, and I started thinking about what I had going on in my head. And I think you can kind of correlate the two, getting along and comparison. You know, they say comparison is the thief of joy. And if you think about that statement, I'll say it again, comparison is the thief of joy. Think about, and I really want you to look at yourself right now, because I know this affects me sometimes. Think about how you even compare yourself to others on social media, right? Why does this person have 15,000 followers and I only have 2,000 followers? What are they doing that's so great that people are gravitating to them, but they're not gravitating to me? And I gotta, being 100% transparent, which I am on this show 99.9% of the time. The part that I'm not transparent is probably the parts where I just don't want to publicly throw out there. But I've been there, right? I've played the comparison game. There's days now where, you know, I'll be scrolling my social media feeds and I'll be like, you know, that was a good post. Like, that should have resonated with people. Why the hell is this guy getting, you know, 500 likes on that stupid post and I'm getting 50, you know? It's comparison. And comparison kills us, right? And comparison is part of the reason why we don't get along in the fire service. Think about that. You know, think about how we look at our neighboring organizations. You know, think about how we look at the people that we should be working with, right? The people that we should be striving to, the people that we should be striving to build a relationship with, our mutual aid partners, right? But instead of doing that, we're spending more time comparing ourselves to them, or them comparing themselves to us. instead of focusing on just being better as an organization, just being the best that we can be. If organization A has volunteers coming out their ears and they're consistently bringing in new members, and organization B is not so lucky or maybe does not have the community to draw from, right? It's not a fair comparison. That just means that Department A is fortunate, is getting lots of new people. They still have to work with those people. They still have to mold those people into valuable members, all right? Department B has less people, all right? Doesn't change the fact that they still have a job to do with those people and they have to mold them into valuable members, right? And pay attention and take time to work with them and all of this stuff, all right? So the comparison game really plays into us not getting along, right? Why can't we look at the people that are doing things well and strive to be like them? Instead of talking shit about them, talking about them behind their back, all right, and essentially not getting along. It's the same with individuals, and I've talked about this before. Listen, I have put in a tremendous amount of time and effort and hours to get where I am today, right? It didn't happen overnight. It wasn't handed to me because I'm a nice guy. I put in the work and I continue to put in the work. And I know lots of people that are like me. Most of them are my mentors. I watch them putting in the work, regardless of what anybody else had to say about them, right? Nose to the ground, doing the work, regardless of what people were saying, regardless of whether or not people were being nice or whether or not people, you know, didn't like what they were doing, they continued to work and they continued to work hard. And all of those people that I know over the years have in some way become successful. In some avenue of their life, they've become successful. Maybe it's firefighting, maybe it's fire education, maybe it's you know, being a chief officer, maybe it's being a fire commissioner, maybe it's being the best scene support firefighter that they can be. Maybe it's being the best apparatus operator that they can be. They focused. They did their work, right? And, you know, again, back to getting along. And I said this before. Look, I know there's lots of people out there that don't like me, okay? They don't like me for one reason or the other, okay? Some probably have very valid reasons not to like me. Some do, okay? The fact of the matter is, there are people out there that don't like me or others just because a friend of theirs does not like somebody. I don't like that guy because, and this is why you shouldn't like him, right? No real reason. Never met me or met whomever else they're talking about. Just because. And, you know, when somebody is successful, it's easy for people to look in from the outside and be like, oh, this was handed to him, that was handed to him. Like, they don't see the work. They don't see what goes in behind the scenes. You know, even something as simple as this podcast, for example. Like, you know, the time and effort that goes into creating valuable content and advertising it and growing the show and bringing in guests, you know, not just for me, for Kara as my co-host, for John, who spent tons of time on here on episodes, you know, for the people that do agree to join me as a guest, right? People are giving up something, even if it's time, which is everybody's greatest, you know, biggest thing for them to give up is time, right? To spend an hour creating something valuable to share with others because they think that it's worth sharing, right? So you kind of see where I'm going here. Why can't we get along? Why do we have cliques within our organizations, factions within our organizations that look at the same glass of water, and some say it's full and some say it's half full. I don't know, you know. Part of it is how people look at things, how people compute things in their brains, life experiences that maybe have altered how, you know, how people think about different things. But, you know, at the end of the day, we all need to get along because we all have an extremely, extremely important job to do. And that's saving lives and property. Right? That's what it's all about. All this other bullshit that goes on, right? It comes down to the fact of we are here to save lives and property. Right? And we need to be the best that we can be at that. And we need to find ways to get along to make sure we are doing what we are expected to do. Right? The bullshit that goes on at the firehouse about the social functions and parties and this one likes this one and that one hates that one. You know, we got to do a better job of setting all of that crap aside and realizing that at the end of the day, our job is to save lives and property. Okay, and we are a center point of the community, and the community looks to us as an agency that is respected in society. All right, and listen, my friends, I am realistic to the fact that we all are not going to get along. All right, that we are going to have our arguments and our disagreements. But I have said this many, many times, because I've been in my years of service, I have been on every side of those arguments, and I have been involved in many different organizations. And I will say the most successful organizations are the ones where you can freely not get along. You can freely disagree with one another. But at the end of the day, you respect everybody's point of view, the fact that somebody does not agree with you, the fact that you may not get along with somebody today, but tomorrow is a new day. And you remember what our job is. And you remember that if we're going to be good at this job as an organization, we need to get along. We need to get along. So, PJ, brother, I thank you for chiming in on the Instagram feed and dropping this topic. I think it kind of played nicely with what was going on in my head. You know, weekly, through your suggestions, through the suggestions of the listeners or brainstorming with my co-host, you know, I've yet to miss a week of a mutual aid episode. Or miss a week of the podcast period, but I'm not gonna lie to you guys. There's times where it's like Thursday night or it's Friday morning and I'm in my vehicle driving to work, which is when I usually record this. And I'm like, I don't know I've got nothing today. I've got nothing. And then I'll have a conversation with somebody or something will pop into my head that I think can be valuable. And next thing you know, I'm hitting the record button. So I hope you find this one valuable. Keep the ideas coming. Please, if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please, please, please drop us a review. We've gotten some great, great reviews lately. It's just so cool to read those. And I know the review process, writing a review can take a little more time. If you don't have the time to write a review, I understand. But if you are on Apple, you can hit the stars, as many stars as you like. Obviously, more is better. And just drop us a rating. But again, if you would like to reach out and share some ideas, share some thoughts, you know, tell me whether you agree with today's episode, don't agree with today's episode, have some content to add to today's episode, drop me an email, professionalvff@gmail.com. Our goal here is promoting professionalism in the fire service. We are here to promote professional volunteer firefighters in professional volunteer fire departments. That's our goal. So if you have some ideas, again, please drop us an email. Make sure you're connected with us on Instagram and Facebook. It's at professional.brotherhood on Instagram, at Chief Soller on Facebook. Again, you can hit us up through the website, professionalbrotherhood.com. And yeah, that's it. That's it for today. I hope you guys are having a great week. I hope that you are doing great things within your organization. And don't forget, a paycheck does not make you a professional. How you approach the job does. My friends, have a wonderful day, a great weekend if you're listening to this on Friday. Stay healthy, stay safe, and until next time, talk to you soon.